This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای رو به آینده مون.
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations so that they might understand.
این مژده رو من به ملت ایران میدم. من از ملت ایران کاملا سپاسگزاری میکنم. ازشون تشکر میکنم. ازشون من در اینجا وقتی میبینم نون از همدان داره میاد.
I'm really grateful of the Iranian nation who supported the army and soldiers in the battlefield. I myself witnessed that food and other provisions like bread and fruits are sent by people from different...
Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Ahmad Kishvari. Dear listeners, the great martyr of the Islamic Republic of Iran Aviation, or Havaniruz, Ahmad Kishvari was born in 1953 in the city of Firuzkuh into a religious family. He and his family were from Burujerd, and his father was a gendarme and had to travel from one city to another because of his job. The traditional mood and enthusiastic people of that city had attracted the family of Shahid Kishvari so much that they decided to stay in that city. Today, the name of Shahid Kishvari and Kiakula is so intertwined that probably no one believes that Kishvari is from Burujerd. Shahid Kishvari finished school from elementary to middle school in Kiakula and became the top student in Qannad High School of the city of Babul. In addition to studying, Shahid Kishvari was very much interested in artistic activities such as painting, calligraphy, and handicrafts, and his mother was his main encourager in this regard. He placed first in one of the national design competitions. In 1974, Shahid Kishvari obtained his diploma and signed up for the Aviation Academy and passed the course as a helicopter pilot. Now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the lifestyle of shuhada.
ما زندگی شهیدان رو، سبک زندگی شهیدان رو برای جوانهامون، برای نسلهای رو به آیندهمون تصویر کنیم، ترسیم کنیم.
We must present the lives and lifestyles of our martyrs to our youths and the coming generations so that they might understand what happened to them. The sacred defense of Iran was not something small or unimportant. After so many years, we still cannot explain different dimensions of this war to our audience. That war was in fact an international war against Islam, against Islamic authority, and the late Imam Khomeini. Saddam was only a puppet in the hands of the superpowers of that time that helped him militarily, financially, and strategically. Those hegemonic powers did their best to support Saddam and to strengthen him against Iran when needed. This is how we confronted the enemy in the battlefields. But who were those who could save our country during such international war? They were young, faithful commanders and soldiers who could stand against the enemy and become victorious. Therefore, the behaviors and lifestyles of our young martyrs must be presented to today's generation and audience.
اینها مهمه. این یک نکته است که بنابراین بایستی رفتارها، رفتارشناسی این جوانها برای مخاطبین امروز روشن بشه.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Keshvari got married in 1976. His wife was very much into religious activities, and as a result, he also became more religiously active. Shahid Keshvari had a very good voice and used to recite eulogies and elegies for the Ahlul Bayt. He very much loved Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Shahid Keshvari researched into other religions as well, because he believed that a Muslim should not just be a Muslim by name, but one who firmly believes in his religion based on research. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Ahmad Keshvari.
اینجا رو گورستانشون خواهیم کرد. ممکنه بهش گفته باشن که تو برو جلو ما پشتت وای میسیم اما خیلی کور خون.
We will make the battlefield a graveyard for the Ba'ath regime and Saddam. Saddam thinks that the hegemonic powers support him against Iran, but he cannot do a damn thing against this nation. I'm really grateful of the Iranian nation who supported the army and soldiers in the battlefield. I myself witnessed that food and other provisions like bread and fruits are sent by people from different regions of Iran. How can we appreciate all these efforts? Because of all these supports and efforts, we do our best to protect the territorial integrity of Iran against the Ba'athi enemy. We, the soldiers of the Iranian army, are thankful of our people. Hereby, we promise that we do everything to protect our nation and country and to topple down Saddam's regime, even if we have to sacrifice our lives on this path.
Oh,
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. One of the martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense is Shahid Ahmad Keshvari. He was a member of the Islamic Republic of Iran Aviation, which is called Havaniruz in Persian. Shahid Keshvari was an active supporter of the Islamic movement of Imam Khomeini, which led to the Islamic Revolution of Iran. He was a fighter in the way of Allah and made many efforts to promote the cause of Islam. Shahid Keshvari was beaten many times for his support of the ideals of Imam Khomeini at the hands of Savak. Yet he remembers them proudly and said that the batons that would hit me were pleasurable since they were for Allah. Shahid Keshvari always made the effort to bring about unity between the army and the guards of Sepah, or the IRGC, such that through their collaboration, they were able to safeguard the western region of Iran.
In September 1980, the Ba'ath Iraqi forces led by Saddam attacked Iran. Iranians from all ages stood against this oppression. Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, invited all Iranians for a holy defense.
شما ثابت کردید که می توانید در مقابل قدرت ها بایستید.
All the people accepted this call. The mothers sent their young sons to the battlefields. The Iranian commanders, including Shahid Bagheri, were full of divine light and recited,
Qalu ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadana Aza ma ba'da ar-Rahman wa sadaqa al-mursalun In kanat illa sayhatan wahida
The brave men trusted in Allah and defeated the enemy. For them, martyrdom was not the end, but a start, a new start, a new life.
شهادت پایان نیست آغاز است تولدی دیگر است در جهانی فراتر از آن که عقل زمینی به ساحت قدس آن راه یابد تولد ستاری
And they still continue the path of their father
ما امت حزب اللهیم دل داده روح
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Kishvari. You can log on to our website at parsetoday.com and click on the link, The Call of Islam, to listen to this program. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.